Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All that hockey talk today brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, and it has been absolutely spectacular. We welcome in our friend, because we talk to him every Monday, Neil Walker, brought to you by Rhino Shield. It's not paint, it's Rhino Shield. He's at the beach. He's having a great time.
The birds are chirping.
This is incredible. Neil, how mad are you about this Penguin game, though? Not good, the Penguin game last night.
I'm not happy about it. Obviously, the game was on national TV last night, so we got it down here. And, boy, what a tough way to lose it, especially – having the lead so late in the third, and then, you kind of called it, Colin. You said that even after going up 3-1, you had this weird feeling, and I didn't have that weird feeling until they won the second game of the series, and I said, oh boy, I think they kind of have them a little bit on the ropes. But hopefully there's no carnage in Pittsburgh today. Couches burned and things like that.
No, it's more just sort of a deflated sense, Neil. Everybody kind of seeing the end of an era just laid out before them, because there's a presumption that Crosby, Malkin, and Letang won't be back together again.
Yeah, and I think that's sometimes a tough reality, especially as professional athletes. You have especially in today's day and age where there's so much social media and information on guys as their careers go along. And, you think about how the Penguins have been formulated over the course of the last, decade plus. You thought that at some point there was going to come a day where this could be a reality. So I think you're right. I think next year the roster could look extremely different than it does this year, and we may be ushering in a somewhat of a new era, not unlike, possibly the Steelers the next couple years. So hopefully that's not the case, but it feels like the reality is partially on us here.
Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. We talked to our pal Neil Walker. I have a proposition for you. I wonder if you've ever done this, and if you haven't, I have a proposition for you. In all your travels, whenever there's one of these games on, whether it's a Steeler game or a big Penguin game like last night, have you ever thought of, and if not, will you, go to a Steeler bar in the town that you're in and just watch it? And just pull your cap down low, not that people recognize you anyway, but if they did, just be like, hey, I'm Neil Walker. But will you pull one of those moves? Have you ever done that, gone to a Steeler bar to watch a game or a Pittsburgh bar?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. When I was in Florida, when I had a place in Florida, we'd go down to spring training, usually early or a couple times in the off season. So we had to find places to watch games. So I had a nice little watering hole in Bradenton for all that time. But for the most part, I won't really seek them out unless I know I'm going to be there for long periods of time, like I was in Bradenton. But I've been to one in Phoenix. I've been to one in obviously Florida. I've been to one in New York. It would not necessarily a Steelers, Penguins, Pirates bar, but there's definitely bars when you're in different parts of Manhattan that are. It seems like they're more college sports, college football type bars, but certainly have a pretty good idea of it. But people are awesome most of the time. If you're wearing black and gold in those places, you're considered family.
Did you get recognized at any of those places? Like, hey, you kind of look like Neil Walker.
In Florida, I did, but I think that's because there were so many Pittsburgh transplants down there. That seemed to be the biggest sports bar that I had come across. But the Steelers fans, Steelers, Penguins, and Pirates fans travel pretty well. So I would imagine there's other areas that have even bigger Pittsburgh sports bars. So maybe I'll go on a tour and try to find some.
All right, Come Clean, brought to you by Getco. Now to the biggest story of the day. We'll get back to the Penguins in just a moment. All right, I have been just wondering, and I texted you a couple times about this. You were driving to the beach, which is absolutely ludicrous. And you're in what, South Carolina right now, right?
Yep.
So you drove there. Tell me how far to where you started to question this. Bring me up to speed on what your whole travel plans were, what time you had to get up, and how much you hate it right now that you drove all the way to the beach. Give me all of that.
Well, we'll start from the end. I guess the kids did very well. We'll give them that. We got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. So at 3:30 in the morning on Saturday, we're piled in the car. We're already heading down 79 toward West Virginia. So the misstep that we had was I had hoped that getting up the kids at that age that time and putting them in the car was going to lead to them falling about to sleep. So we weren't even past the 279-79 interchange, and my 5-year-old says, "Hey, Dad, are we there yet?" And I said, "Yeah, in 10 and a half hours." So we didn't have any issues until about five hours in, when we got it. We found a Chick-fil-A for breakfast. And my 2-year-old just absolutely lost it. So fortunately, when we got him back in the car, we did the whole movies thing. We did all that. Mm-hmm. And they made it through. But by the end, they were more than ready to get out of the car and went absolutely bananas for the rest of the day yesterday. But I will say, it is nice to have my car down here. It's nice to have most of the kids' toys down here. But yeah, 11 hours in the car, it just felt like a bomb was about to go off, and only one small little bomb went off in the 11-hour drive.
Yes. Will you ever make?
I wouldn't like to find myself doing this.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, will you ever make this mistake again?
I don't know. I mean, I would prefer not to make the drive. We have some friends down here, so it was nice to have the extra car. Flying, we couldn't get here direct. I always kind of feel like if you can get somewhere direct, then fly. But
sure,
a place like we were in, we just couldn't get here direct. So it was just a coin flip. So I'd have to reassess, but I don't want to have to do this again. I will. I think when the kids get to a certain age where you don't have so much baby stuff, then maybe you don't feel like you necessarily need the turtle on the top of the car and all the space in the trunk.
Well, a mutual friend of ours has said, we had a discussion on Saturday morning, we were talking. He said, don't tell Neil, but don't remind him this, but he also has to drive home. Yeah. Right, like it's not over yet. Think about that.
I know, and I was not thrilled when you reminded me of that, because that is a reality, and it's going to hit me about Friday when we start packing everything up. But we're gonna do it. This is the first, like I said, with my 2.5-year-old, it's the first beach trip we've ever had together as a family. So we're going to enjoy it, and then we're going to pay for it, I'm sure, on the way home. Now, that's kind of just the way I'm feeling right now.
Now, speaking of pay for it, are you going to now, like, really? I mean, because, look, people are sitting out there. They're sitting in traffic on Route 28, or they're about to go to their office, or they're at home listening, and they go, Neil Walker could get a NetJet. Like, are you going to think about luxury at this point in your life now? Will you pull it off next time?
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
I kind of get the feeling that those private plane pieces work really well when you have several groups going together. But I haven't been one to necessarily want to pull the trigger on it. But it is certainly interesting. Anybody that I know that travels that way is like, oh, it's the absolute best. And you're like, yeah, I'm sure it is. But I'm just not. I just can't pull myself to it yet. That's one that I just can't get to.
Neil, we're at the point now where the Pirates are developing a pretty strong pattern of being involved in weird no-hitters. I think of the Rich Hill game a few years ago. I think all the way back to 97 and the combined no-hitter with the Cordova and Rincon. And yesterday, they get no hit, but they win. Only the sixth time it's ever happened in baseball history. What... I mean, I'm happy they won, but I don't know how to. I don't know if I should be happy or not. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely bizarre. Colin and I were texting a little bit just about it, and I just like, did I see this right? This can't be right, and, because I didn't see it. I was out during the middle of the day, and I went back and checked it. And I said, holy cow! You know, I don't know what it was. The seventh inning, they went ground out, walk, fielder's choice for one run, and that's how they won. But
nope. There it is, Neil Walker.
We lost him.
Yeah, we'll get him. We'll catch him next week. And by the way, he needs to tell you all about Clean Juice. He normally tells you about that. But you know what? I will, considering that on his recommendation Saturday, I went to Clean Juice and got a coffee drink. It was absolutely fabulous in Wexford. So be sure to stop out there when you get an opportunity. Neil's on vacation. We're not going to bother him anymore. We'll catch up with him next week. To the Penguins real quick. Back to the Penguins, because mm-hmm. that's the topic du jour today. There's no question about that. How long do you think it'll take to hit people and say, okay, if they do, will the height of someone's popularity be when they leave? People have said, okay, Letang needs to be out of town at times. Gino definitely needs to be out of town at times. Will there be this whole remorse if it really comes down official? You follow what I'm saying? We do that all the time as sports fans. Then they say, oh my gosh, he's really leaving. But wait, you're the same people that try to drive him to the airport 150 times.
Yeah, there will be a sort of mournful look back on all the highs that came over the last 15 years or so. I mean, it only makes sense that that would be the way you... I mean, it's the same way as when Ben sort of shuffled his way out the door, and you knew it had to happen, but at the same time, you thought back to all the great moments, right? And, you know, so the only bummer of it is that if one of those big three, Malkin, Letang, being two of them, happens to leave this offseason, you won't have gotten the sort of goodbye moment on the ice that we kind of got with Ben at Heinz Field back in January and, you know, the walking down the tunnel moment and all that.
The last moment of one of those two guys at home is going to be Domingue fumbling a puck mm-hmm. into the net, which mm-hmm. is kind of wild to me.
And Malkin deserved better because of the goal that he scored in right. such a huge moment. And he deserved better from his goaltender. I know he's an AHL guy. I don't care. You deserve better than that to be your final home game.
Yeah, absolutely. But I do think there will be some of that, that there will be a crossover of people that said for months, I can't stand this guy. Wait, he's leaving? What are we going to do? Right. It happens with all when all of those sort of legends kind of fade off at some point. Will either of those guys, let's say, and I think it'll be Malkin that leaves. I think Letang will stay. I don't know, but let's say either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think what are the chances either one of them incur a spike in their career and go somewhere else and are really good? Because I'm not seeing it.
In Letang's case, I could see him going, so just because of the ridiculous physical condition right. he keeps himself in, I could see Chris Letang going somewhere and still having another 3-4 good years. In Malkin's case, it feels like it's, like I said, you made a good comparison. Or maybe it was Adam to occasionally we still saw a deep ball from, right. from Ben every once in a while. Occasionally you still get the flashes like you did on Friday night from Malkin, but they're just so much fewer and farther between. Like I could see him even considering retirement
yeah.
if he's not going to come back to the Penguins.
Lots to get into. Breakfast Bites in just a couple minutes. Could this be it for those big three? We take your calls coming up. Get on the line. We'll take them. 412-928-9370. We're the Fan Morning Show. Presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family.
The last thing you need, I need, any of us need, is yet another task to take care of on the to-do list, right? You need things to be easy. Start knocking them out. Affinity Whole Health, they know that. That's why they want to make it easy for you to start feeling great again. Go to feelgreatpittsburgh.com today. Whether you've been plagued by, I don't know, it could be poor sleep, a lack of focus, low energy, irritability and mood swings, muscle loss, weight gain, all these things could loop back onto the same common root cause. It could be a testosterone deficiency. Happens to a lot of us as we get older. Nothing to be embarrassed about. Something to tackle head on. You can do so with Affinity Whole Health. Go to feelgreatpittsburgh.com. Find out today just how easy the process is. You schedule the lab work, the doctor consult, and then they help personalize that T-Core 20 program to your specific needs, and they ship it right to your door, and then bang, you start feeling great again. It's all about making it easy for you to do so with Affinity Whole Health by going to feelgreatpittsburgh.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I just heard that spot before we get to that, and it made me think. It's the first time I've heard that for that Jane's Addiction concert. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who will remain nameless. He's probably listening right now, though. He tried to go a whole day in high school talking in just the Jane says and say everything the whole day. And it, every
Perry
time.
Perry Farrell voice.
But just those lines, like, and he would say, like,
I'm like, done with Sergio.
Yeah, but he would say, like, what class? Do we have it 11 o'clock? Like, he tried to talk the whole, I think he made it to like 1 o'clock.
Man.
It was, I don't
know
why he
made it through lunch. That's an accomplishment.
It was incredible.
It'd be harder if he was trying to be like the guy from Korn.
Yes.
Oh, what do you have for lunch today?
this hate metal. But yeah, he tried it. Every time I hear that Jane says
nuggets,
song.
Chicken nuggets, give me chicken nuggets.
I think of my friend, oh, is it dark out there? My gosh. But I think of him singing that, like, that Jane Says song. And he talked about it, like, the whole time. Anyway, he had to be there. But it was funny at the time. You did have to be there, but it was funny.
Ordering lunch in System of a Down voice would be really...
pretty good stuff.
Mashed potatoes! Give me mashed potatoes!
Imagine if Joe Block called a game and Jane Says, and he had to call this game.
Bednar sets his 3-2. Swinging a ground ball to second. Van Meter slides from his knees, throws him out, and the Pirates have been no hit, and they've never been happier. They beat the Reds 1-0.
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, what do you even say here? It's so wild that it's not believable. But it is one of those only the Bucks moments. Like, this could only happen to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
There's no friend. There's no. If you walked around to 1,000 fans of baseball mm-hmm. and said, you know what's going to happen today? There is a team in Major League Baseball that's going to get no hit yet win. Who is it? In every Major League Baseball city, and you asked 1,000 people.
Got to be the Pirates.
The Pirates would absolutely win that poll.
In 10,000 simulations, right. They don't win that game.
But
yesterday they did.
And it had to come on a day, too, where it couldn't be a big story, you know, because of the Penguins. Like, that's another Pirate part to it as well. They couldn't even have the day to themselves.
It was literally a story for what, like 2 hours? Because then the news broke that Crosby and Jari were both actually out on the ice. And the Buckos.
The Buckos. Good on
Battle
Bednar.
And Bucks.
Battle and Bucks. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Let's take some calls next. 412-928-9370. Do they break up? And you push forward a pretty interesting question. If you had to choose, and this is one that is kind of formulaic, but I think it does lend itself to a decent conversation. If it had to be Letang or Malkin, who would you keep? Who would you get rid of if it had to be just one of those two? And we will discuss, perhaps, the end of an era. That's in just a couple minutes right here on the Fan Morning Show. But I tell you about Schultz Ford because they're great. Schultz Ford, listen. Ford has a $500 rebate for all orders, plus Schultz Ford will give you an additional $500 rebate for $1,000 off. It is your Ford your way right now. Build the car out, the truck out, the SUV out, the work truck out exactly the way you want, and you get that deal from Ford. Your Ford your way. Check out all three great locations. Schultz Ford Wexford, Schultz Ford Harmer, Schultz Ford South in West Mifflin. Get there and do it your way and do it right now, or shop online, schultzford.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Twitter, hit us there. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Sully tells us about the big three potentially breaking up.
I haven't even really given it much thought, quite honestly. You know, right now, right now, just the raw emotion of losing in overtime in a hard-fought series is what's on my mind.
Okay, Sully hasn't given it much thought, but you know who has? Bill in New Jersey. Bill, tell us about this big three breaking up and where you go from here.
First of all, good morning to you guys, and I don't know how much sleep you got, but that was numbing last night. My son's a Ranger fan, so it makes it about 1,000 times worse living in Jersey. But about the big three, if you're telling me that I got to make a choice between Malkin and Letang just based on the eye test, I got to keep Letang way over him. The guy stays in shape. He played a pretty good series. I mean, back and forth. Malkin was kind of invisible last night, and I don't know if he's hurt. I mean, look, the guys are getting older, but I have a feeling that Uncle Ronnie's going to blow this thing up. And I don't know if that's the right idea, but if you're going to keep two guys, they got to sign Rust and Letang, and I hate to say it, but if you have to choose, Malkin's got to be the one that walks.
Well, and thank you for the call. I appreciate it. He says you got to keep Russ. Let's start there and then work backward to where you were. Did Russ show you in this series that he was worth what people have been talking about? He looked off last night. I'm sorry. He looked and he took a penalty.
He showed me in the entirety of this season and really through the last couple of years, working whether it be with Malkin when Sid was out or with Sid on that line.
He took two penalties last night.
I see what you're saying. Brian Russ is my first priority of those three, I think.
He missed the chance of the series maybe, too.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not backing off that he – I'm not going to say that Brian Russ doesn't deserve some money. But this astronomical sum that people were talking about, Rust in this series – can I say Russ was disappointing this series? It didn't look like he received passes the way that he generally did. He didn't. Something was off with his game last night, I thought. I thought it was. And he took those two penalties that were atypical Brian Rust. And you're right, he missed a gigantic chance.
That might have been, I mean, there's so many, but that might have been the chance of the series. If you bury that, I mean, the way they gave up leads, who knows? But I think they win the game. But I can't pay him. The numbers that have been thrown around for him are the Jake Guentzel deal, 6 years, $6 million. He's 30 years old. I can't be giving a 30-year-old that kind of money.
I wouldn't give him 6 years. If that's what that's where it's going to come, that's going to be the breaking point with Rust, is going to be the length of the term. If somebody's willing to give him a 5 or 6 year deal, then by all means, go take
somebody
that deal.
Somebody always is. That's the new fashionable thing to do, is you don't necessarily pay more money, you give more term.
Well, I do think there's the question of, do you want to be that team that gives Brian Rust that contract, $6, $7 million a year for 6 years, and then you get through the first 3 or 4 years of that deal, and you get to the backside of it, and as Adam mentioned, Rust is now in his mid-30s and isn't producing. And here's another big question that I think has to exist for a lot of teams that are interested in a Brian Rust in free agency. Is he going to produce playing alongside somebody who isn't Sidney Crosby and or Evgeny Malkin?
Very good question, because he seems to, and everybody plays better around great people, you would think, but he has been that guy that has been able to play and perform.
But
with
like
Sid.
One of the places I've heard rumored for him, because he grew up in Michigan, obviously, is Detroit. Brian Rust is not the answer to the Detroit Red Wings becoming a playoff team. Single-handedly, he's not going to go in there and turn that ship around. He's got to go to a place, and this isn't a knock on him, he's got to go to a place where there's an established first-line center, and that kind of limits the market.
But can you get a read on what this franchise is going to do with what and with whom and for how much money when they sign Freeman and Carter to deals that they've signed? I mean, is there a true baseline?
That portends, I think, what Adam mentioned earlier, truculence, grit. Mm-hmm. That's Hextall and Burke sort of on the fly starting to mold this roster in that vision. Carter isn't what you think of as like a nasty guy, but he'll show it when he needs to, especially by example as a leader, as an older guy. Friedman, we know how he can be. He can be squirrely at times. He can be crazy, completely out of pocket. But sometimes you need that on the ice. That tells me that they are going to slowly start to rebuild or retool, I should say, in that fashion. But, you know, of those big three, I think the one you have to allow yourself being most, maybe not comfortable, but most accepting of saying goodbye to is Malkin.
I agree to that.
I think you need to play a more structured game moving forward, too, to borrow a Sullivan term. And I think if you're going to do that, then Malkin just doesn't fit.
Right. Well, he doesn't help you 5-on-5 at this point.
No.
He's a guy that catches a pass on the half wall in the power play and just lets it go. He's Alexander Ovechkin at his best on the power play. He stands in one spot, he waits for a pass, and he lets it fly. But he doesn't give you the whole rest of the game, you know, regularly. He's going to stand in a spot and hope to catch a power play goal. Like we saw in game six, we're not going to see that from Malkin. Like stealing a puck, make an individual effort, you know, getting on his horse and getting past people. That's going to happen once a month, maybe. Maybe.
Do you guys think that because the attendance was what it was this year, that factors into keeping Malkin around at all? You want to keep him here because he's one of the top two players of this
era. Are people coming to see Malkin anymore like they used to?
Well, I think
people
come for names that they recognize, right?
Right.
And they obviously recognize Crosby, Malkin, Letang, Rust, Gensel.
Uh-huh.
I think that keeps people coming. But I think winning keeps people coming.
Yeah.
And this team's path back to long-term success or success in the playoffs. Unfortunately, you can't keep all three of those guys around. So you have to, at the very least, allow yourself to, unless Malkin is willing to take a deal that is so team-friendly, but I don't know why. Would he do that before he would necessarily walk away?
If I'm Evgeny Malkin, I wouldn't take 1 cent less than my worth, and I would go to wherever to do it. That would be my tack if I was him.
Right, but Malkin has shown such an emotional attachment to this organization. I honestly wonder if he wonders that if he would be happy anywhere else. I really do. Other than going home to
but
Russia.
But I wonder if he's not going to go home to Russia now. I don't think with the state of the world that's happening.
Yeah, I mean, the KHL has lost a lot of cachet because
right.
of teams pulling out and players not wanting to go over there anymore.
I wonder if he feels like that happiness is a great point by you, but I wonder if he wonders if his happiness here is maxed out. Like, you know, like if it's hit its apex.
Or if he feels like maybe even though his play has hit its apex, this is the place where he wants to kind of, for lack of a better way to put it, play out the string. And he wants to finish it off alongside Sid and Letang. Or if Letang doesn't come back, at the very least, he wants to finish out being Sid's goose to Sid's maverick.
And there's not the pressure on him to be the number one guy here. I don't know if he goes someplace else. Are they bringing him in to be the number one center? Because he's not going to want that pressure on him.
We also talk here much differently than they do in other markets in terms of what their real age is. Like, we look at these guys and say, well, there could be skepticism in other markets about just how much they have left, just how old they are right now in terms of what they can give you. We work under the assumption that it's – and I don't want to say we're right or wrong for this. When we think of Evgeny Malkin, when we think Chris Letang, we a lot of times think of both of them from 6 years ago. We don't necessarily think of them right now. In
right.
other markets, think of them, what are we getting right now and into the future?
They're always going to be kids in our mind.
Correct.
They're always going to be the 2009 or even the 2016-17 Penguins that won cups. They're just stuck in our memory banks as such. And it's you honestly have to go to like their bio page online, whether it's NHL.com or Wikipedia or wherever, and remind yourself by looking at their birth dates and doing the math. Okay, yeah, Evgeny Malkin's going to turn 36
Correct.
On July 31st. And that's when it starts to really hit you in the face. That like, yeah, you can't keep this together forever.
Mike Sullivan, we talk about him and we hear from him coming up in just a couple minutes. Jeff Hathorn was in the building, MSG, last night, and we talked to him at 8 o'clock right here, Fan Morning Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Great grassroots initiative here. Send us an email, usports@937thefan.com. Register your team at 937thefan. Maybe make a stop out to see your game, your Little League game or tournament, softball, baseball, whatever it is. Looking to target Saturday games between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. And by the way, I don't know if there'd be any baseball right now because it is absolutely pouring out there. It's dark as can be. There's all these weird clouds. Be safe on your way to work today. I mean that. It's just raining like hell outside.
Cats eat dogs.
Whew, it is really, really something. Jeff Hathorn, he was in Madison Square Garden last evening. He joins at 8 o'clock. Same with Mike DeFabo. He joins at 9. He was in the building. This guy, too, Sully, he was there, and his team's going to look probably different. Let's hear from Sully and how much he loves these fellas.
I can't say enough about this group of players. I just think the world of them. You know, they're great people. They're a privilege to coach. You know, I told them that after the game. I'm more disappointed for them than I am for anybody because I know how much they care. I know how hard they play. You know, I love coaching these guys. It stings when you lose, when you know, because you care so much and you want for these guys to succeed. And what I can tell you is it's not from a lack of effort or a lack of care, that's for sure. This is a great group.
All right. I'll buy all that. He is – and let's talk about Sullivan right now at 412-928-9370. You know, you go back and you look what's happened. You see that the loss to the Rangers, couple losses to the Islanders, loss to Montreal, all that. He is more than likely 100% safe. And, you know, I think he probably – due to extenuating circumstances, Crosby getting his head knocked in, Raquel getting hurt, and most importantly, the goalie situation. You can never foresee both Jari and DeSmith getting hurt and having to play an AHL goalie. So that gives him a pass, and probably rightly so, for these playoffs. But there's going to come a time where it's one of those, all right, you got to do it this year times. And there won't be asterisks next to it. Is that next year if everything is healthy going into the playoffs? It's like this is his out and rightly so, but I think he's still open for some criticism here.
Yeah, the problem is you can't really dial down, I don't think, on a specific thing that he did or did not do in this series in particular. And even last year, you know, it wasn't necessarily on him that Jari fell to pieces and he didn't have a healthy backup necessarily. I think there are issues, certainly, when you go back to the Montreal series, staying with Murray too long, and back to the Islanders series before that, in perhaps not going harder on Letang and Malkin for being sloppy with the puck early and throughout that series. But here nor there, you're right.
Was there Sullivan's one coaching move that you point to in this series and you go, okay, because I think it turned on a couple things. When Sidney Crosby got hurt, for sure, and the Rodriguez penalty is a huge turning point in this series. It's 2-0 at the time in game 6. You're feeling it. There's energy in that building. You think you got him. And then, because here's why. The power play only took, 11 seconds or so. I mean, bang, and here we go. It's a game again. If they get the third one, it's
over.
Game over, series over, next round. Let's go. So you're right, though. There's nothing you circle and you go, Sullivan could have done, and that's why he gets a pass.
And even in their collapse, again, being up 3-1 in the series, 2-goal leads in games 5 and 6 and a third period lead in game 7, you can, because there's no one specific incident, you can certainly find enough blame to go around to the dudes that were wearing skates. And there are, you know, you point out the Rodriguez thing. We can point out Domingue trying to play volleyball with the puck in game 6. There are, you know, John Marino throwing the puck into the middle of the ice last night on the Zibanejad goal that ended up tying it up. There are plenty of things you can point out that were done by players that in my mind were bigger problems than any one decision made by Mike Sullivan in this series.
To me, it's the cumulative. I mean, if you look at what Mike Tomlin has dealt with for the last decade, I mean, there have been so many injuries in the playoffs.
Right.
And I look at those as reasons, not excuses. But at the same time, those playoff losses count.
Okay,
and when
would
they start,
you get rid of them, Adam?
Mike Sullivan?
Yes.
I would get rid of him next year if they don't make the playoffs, because you need to see if he can coach with the new team, the new direction that they're going to put out there on the ice, Ron Hextall
okay.
and Brian Burke.
All That's right, fair.
Let's. I'm not letting you off the hook then. Let's say that he gets that team and that new team makes the playoffs, and then all of a sudden, bang, there's a bad hit and somebody gets hurt and he doesn't have his full squad. Or the goalie, somebody crashes into the goalie 4 minutes into the first playoff game. Like what happened with Tampa, remember? It happened mm-hmm. here. They took the guy off the ice. So that happens. Then does he get a, okay, you didn't have your full arsenal.
Not for me. Not for me. I think you lose in the first round enough times in a row. I don't need to know the circumstances. It's just too many. He's a great coach, but every coach reaches their shelf life, especially in the NHL, where you go through these guys every couple years.
Does he play too passive with a lead? That's one thing you'll see in this series that people could maybe point to and say, you've got to keep your foot on the gas a little bit.
I don't think they did in this series. I don't. I think
because I don't think you can, when especially when Domingue was in goal.
And it wasn't even based on who the goaltender was. I don't necessarily think they took their foot off the gas in last night's game when they had a lead in the third mm-hmm. period. I don't think that was necessarily the problem in Game 6 either. It was just poor goaltending.
I thought it was a great third period in Game 6.
Yeah, I think maybe you could make that argument in Game 5 just a little bit, because I think they went in a shell a little bit. They were a little bit shocked when Crosby left, but I don't think that's on Sullivan. Again, I think Sullivan's just the right guy to take a team in transition, actually, and a team that's slowly getting younger, which I imagine they will. I think he's just the right guy to kind of instill the right attitude in people and still get them to play the right system, to play that, to try and get them to play the way he's wanted them to play all along. When they've played his system and done what he asked them to do, that's when they've been at their best.
There will be a drop-dead point, though, when it hits and you say, no extenuating circumstances matter, just results do. Just results. And it's got to be getting close. Well, because, like with Mike Tomlin, there is an on-notice year. Okay, that happened. Now you're on notice. Like, I thought that should have been this past year for Mike Tomlin. And it wasn't, obviously. Right. And maybe it'll be next year. Who knows? But it won't, because he's got a new quarterback.
Right.
But with Mike Sullivan, there has to be a bad year. And then, okay, this year you're on notice. It's probably not now either, because
I think the cumulative effect of four consecutive disappointing first-round exits is enough for me to put on notice, so mm-hmm. to speak, and
yes.
say, like you said, Adam, listen, as long as Sidney Crosby's on your roster and healthy, you got to go to the playoffs. We're going to retool things, but we still believe you're the right guy to help us do that, depending on the personnel we bring in. Get to the playoffs again next year, you're cool. But if you somehow don't get there and you hasten a rebuild rather than just a retooling, then we're going to have to move in a different direction.
I do look at the way that these two guys are looked at, Tomlin and Sullivan, so divergently by much of the same fan base. If we're sitting here and it's another loss, it's a loss for the Steelers in the first round. Tomlin's eviscerated
yes.
this morning.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who he has, no matter who's hurt, no matter what the circumstances are, eviscerated. Of just absolutely taking the task. I'm not saying Sullivan gets a free pass.
I think Sullivan gets more of the pass because they've won the cups fairly
for sure.
recently.
Absolutely, for sure. And probably rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't use that card forever.
I would also say there's a large portion of the fan base that has never liked Mike Tomlin to begin with.
I agree with that.
And they're always going to have it out for him, unfortunately.
Absolutely. Jeff Hathorn, he joins at the top of the hour. Fan weather right now. Man, it's ugly outside. Fan weather, though, is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, great service you're going to find at Sun Chevrolet. Today, right now, I'll just give you this. It is so dark that I can't see all the way across the parking lot. It looks like if I were to tell you I was doing this show at 7:56 at night in November, you'd believe me. That's the weather right now. For tomorrow.
That's the weather.
Yep, tomorrow sunny with a high of 70 degrees. That is the weather.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.